Let us pray together. Lord God, we wish to see Jesus. By your Spirit's power, give us eyes to see his glory. Through Christ we pray. Amen. The word of the Lord this morning comes to us from the book of Proverbs as we continue along in this journey through the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. We're reading today in chapter 8, verses 22 through 36. And as we read this together, listen for what the word of God is saying to you in your lives, in your circumstances today, whatever they may be. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth, or its fields, or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right, boys, come on forward for a children's sermon. Oh, come on up. Just you guys, because the other rascals are in the nursery already. Not that I planned that ahead of time or anyway to make sure they would be in the nursery. So, did you guys listen to the scripture lesson just now? There was someone talking, but the person talking wasn't actually named. So, who do you think it was?
Jesus.
Well, that's a pretty good guess, but it's not quite right this time. Any ideas? God?
Mary?
Any other guesses? You got a guess, Brett? No?
No?
No? All right. The person's name is Wisdom, which is not actually a... It's a thing, all right. It's not really a person, it's a thing. But in the book of Proverbs, Wisdom is a person who gives instructions. But in today's lesson, Wisdom actually has a hand in creating all of that stuff out there. That's right. You got it. You got it. You can chew on that for a little while.
I don't think that makes any sense.
No, you don't think it makes sense?
No.
Well, if you stick around during the sermon, maybe we might make a little bit of sense out of it. So are you guys going to play any baseball this weekend? You going to hit a wiffle ball around or anything like that?
Yeah.
Maybe. You going to be outside?
Yeah.
All right. So when you're outside this weekend with your wiffle ball and your games, I want you to notice some things outside. I want you to notice the sun. I want you to notice how hot it is, and I'm sure it'll be hot. I want you to notice the way that the sun, and you guys have had science in school before, right?
Yeah,
okay. So I want you to notice, and if you need help with this, you can ask your brother. I want you to notice that when the sun hits the grass, and the grass has a little bit of water on it, it turns greener, okay? It's a process known as photosynthesis. Can you say photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis.
All right, have you heard of photosynthesis
before?
You did. All right, good. So you don't have to ask him. If you need help, you can ask him. So God created the grass with these processes in place to help the grass feed itself. You never learned about it. Well, you're going to learn something new today then, right? Oh, you know how to say it. That's good. So when the sun hits the grass and it has water, it converts the sunlight into sugar and it feeds and it grows. It grows taller. Just like when you guys eat your hot dogs and your hamburgers this week. Your cookies, all right? Not too many cookies, though, buddy. When you're eating your cookies, your body converts that into energy, and you guys grow. And that's all because God wisely created the world and wants us to enjoy all of these things this weekend. That's right. If you eat grass, you can have all the sugar you want. Exactly right. Oh, if you are grass. Okay, all right. I misunderstood you. All right. So what I want you to think about when you're out having fun outside this weekend, I want you to look around and think about the way that God wisely created all of those things. And you guys too. Can you do that for me?
Okay.
All right. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for the way that you have created the world and created it for our enjoyment. And we pray that we would have a lot of fun this weekend celebrating the 4th of July, and that you would help us to remember you whenever we see part of your creation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good listening, guys. Thanks a lot. You can head back to your seats.
Now all grass needs is chocolate chips.
That's right. Smart guys, those two. So we hear this morning from Lady Wisdom. And yes, as someone pointed out last week, Nancy, was it you?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Wendy Kaiser. I don't remember who had the children's sermon last week.
Right.
Pointed out to us that in the book of Proverbs, wisdom is a female character. And I absolutely love chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs because it gives us a new creation narrative. The ones that we usually think of are, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? We have that kind of seven-day creation narrative imprinted in our brains from Sunday school days. Or we think of Genesis 2, where God forms the humans out of clay and breathes the breath of life into them, and then they go forth and they love one another and they sin and they fall. We know that creation story. And we know from John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. But here in Proverbs 8, we have poetry about the beauty of creation. The beauty of creation seen through the eyes of what this person, Wisdom, claims as the firstborn, after Jesus, of course, of the creation. Which is seeing the way that God knits all of these different things together, which is something I was talking to the boys about this morning. But sometimes it's worthwhile just to kind of step back and think about creation in that way. Because too often I think we take creation for granted. We talk a lot, and there's a lot of arguing that goes on, especially up on Capitol Hill, about global warming and about whether climate change is something that is made by humans. We're not going to get into that particular debate this morning, but we so often think about the problems of creation, but very seldom do we actually step back and think about its beauty and the way that we see God revealed in its beauty. So first of all, do we have anyone with a green thumb here in the congregation this morning? Anyone really enjoy gardening or those kinds of things. You know, I always joke and say the only way I have a green thumb is if I have a bucket of paint that I can stick it in, because plants come to my house to die a very quick death. And my kids don't like plants. You know, Henry is actually a little bit of afraid of plants, believe it or not. You know, he'll look a tiger right in the face, but you show him a plant and he runs and cowers in fear. There's something about, I guess there's something genetic about that probably, right? But if we think about the created world and the created order of things, in the book of Proverbs, Solomon is musing about wisdom's place in creation. And we think about the orderly way that the world is created, and we just sit back and reflect on its beauty. And sometimes it helps to know the science of it a little bit, like I was explaining to the kids this morning. But it's not even really necessary. Just sit outside sometime and listen for the song of the birds, or hear the music of the wind rustling through the trees, or do as we did yesterday and sit outside and watch the rain pour down in buckets, watching the streets fill up with water and see the immense power of God. See the immense power of God's creation. My aunt and uncle live right outside of Omaha, Nebraska, in a town called Bellevue. And about 2 weeks away, or 2 weeks ago, an EF1 tornado went through their town, tore a roof off of an elementary school building. Every tree was decimated. All of the fencing was all gone in all of their places. Thankfully, no one was injured in this storm. But you can stand back and watch, and people, of course, do. They stand outside with video cameras or their phones, and they take videos of these things as debris is flying around. But you can see the power of God's creation. And it's a humbling experience. Because when you consider that God is able to make a tornado that has such destructive power, and God is able to fashion a flower that has such immense beauty, or the rainbows that we saw driving on our way home from Wisconsin this last week, and then you think about you and me, and the wonder and marvel that our bodies are. And isn't it just amazing? You know, so often in the church, especially for us ministers, we like to have some kind of action steps. You know, we like to send you forth into the world, onward Christian soldiers marching as to war, and we spend an awful lot of time focusing in on what is it that we're supposed to do? What do we do today? You know, how do we do this? But this morning, on this Independence Day weekend, I'm not going to do that, because I want us to focus in on what God is doing and what God has done, and just to sit back and wonder and marvel at the beauty of all of that, the beauty that God has given us and the rich enjoyment and enrichment that it brings to our lives. At the end of last week, we celebrated with Andy and Samantha Cadsban. Andy is the pastor at Wyckoff Reformed Church across town, as Andy and Sam welcomed in twins into the world. And as a father of twins, I can tell you that there is immense beauty, perhaps a little bit of frustration, but it's important to remember the beauty of what happens through the birth of children. And what a wonderful, remarkable thing it is if you follow that from conception to birth and beyond the wonderful, marvelous processes that God is taking on in all of those ways, the way that God has knit this creation together to work harmoniously. And you think about the marvels of modern technology. The fact that we sit inside here today without sweating bullets, without the windows open, without ourselves fanning each other, right? All because of the wonder of creation and the fact that God has placed wisdom into the minds of engineers who have developed a process by which to cool the air down to a point where we are able to sit here comfortably without anyone worrying about heat stroke or any of those kinds of things. It is literally impossible to look at any aspect of our world and not see some way that God is present in our midst. So often when I ask the question, how is God at work in your lives? What is God doing? So often, and I fall into this trap too, so often thinking that it has to be something big, extravagant, you know, that I was, you know, I pushed up against a mountain and it moved several inches, you know, or I was miraculously cured from some debilitating illness or something along those lines. But God is so present each day in almost every aspect of our lives. One of the things that Proverbs in wisdom reminds us is that God is present if only we pay attention, if only we remember to look. I actually want to read this one more time just to let it sink in a little bit. This is wisdom. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. That's you and me. Now then, my sons and my daughters, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorstep. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. When we take the time to immerse ourselves in the beauty of how God is at work in our midst, then we find that we take delight in the Lord. And in that delight is found wisdom. But those who go through their lives without paying any attention to God, without giving God a second thought, march on death's doorstep. It's folly. It's foolishness not to see what God is up to in our world. To not hear the song of God in the music of the birds of the air. To not see God in situations where we have an opportunity to show compassion for another person, the way that God shows compassion for us. The way that we see wisdom, God's wisdom, even in the midst of pain and suffering, in places where we can't imagine that there would be anything even resembling peace. When you go there and you walk along with people who are in that situation, you find that they find places of peace. They find the face of God in the midst of that adversity. So if there is a lesson for us from the book of Proverbs today, it is this: take notice of what God is doing and delight in the blessings of God. Delight in the way that God works in our world. Delight in the orderliness of all of it. And delight in the chaos of all of it. Because in the order and in the chaos, God is present. God is active. If we only take the time to look. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for this lesson from books of wisdom. We pray that we would be wise, wise enough to see the work that you are doing in our midst, to enjoy the beauty of what you are doing, the beauty of the peace that you are seeking to accomplish, and that in our enjoyment we would also follow along and be with you in that. Continue to fill our minds with your delight. Help us to see the world as you see it. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We have an opportunity now to profess the things that we believe, the words of the Apostles' Creed. So if you're able, would you stand with me as we affirm our faith? People of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.